What About Vietnam? A podcast with Gary Newsom. The series where Curry talks with travellers about their experiences and adventures. Find out more about Vietnam from the people who have actually been there.
What about Vietnam?
Whether it's adventure, exploring the culture and cuisine, shopping, or just soaking up the sun. Let Curry and her travellers pave the way for a magical holiday in Vietnam.
What about Vietnam?
Xin chào and welcome to What About Vietnam. It's 2021, people. Hooray, we're here. We've made it. I'm so delighted to be in this new year. It gives me such a great feeling to be entering a new year with lots of new possibilities because let's face it, folks, 2020 was not one of the best ones. Look, I have a real passion about this series, getting to talk to some wonderful travellers, learning some information about experiences that you can have in places in Vietnam that sometimes are a little bit off the beaten track. Sometimes they're giving you insights to just things you're not going to get in your average guidebook. You're going to meet some great people and learn some great things about things to do in Vietnam. Today, we're talking to Jonathan Keeley, and we're going to learn a little bit more about Da Nang. Now, Da Nang traditionally has been a bit of a, in and out kind of place, but in more recent times, it's certainly become a bit of a hotspot, and Jonathan's going to enlighten us to just a little bit about the, community aspect about it, some great things to do, and, you know, just a wake up to what's available into Da Nang. Let's say hello to Jonathan. Tell us a little bit about the community aspect that's kind of warmed your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. The community here has probably been, I would say, hands down, one of the reasons I'm still here and, you know, the reasons I'm so happy here and to, like, live here for God knows how long. But what was really attractive to me about this place is this health and wellness community. You know, if you type in, you know, events in Da Nang today, for example, you'll have at least 10 to 15 different events, like whether it's, you know, a vegan event, whether it's yoga, whether it's like animal flow, just whatever, random, just health and well-being events. And this, it's a very like yin kind of place. So in terms of like the Western world where I was living, you know, it's lots of doing. But when you come to Da Nang, of course it has the city, but with the beach and all these vibes, it's a kind of relaxed place. And it's a place to kind of like gather yourself, find out who you are, you know, be creative, try new things, you know, and share it with other people. And I think when you're around a community like that, you know, it's really special. So I guess for me, one of the best communities that I found here was last year when it was just before the new year, and there was this program called the Happiness Program. So I was like, okay, interesting. I was like, you know, I'm doing coaching and I love to help people, you know, remain happy, especially during these tough times. So I said, let's try it out. And I go to this course and it is absolutely breathtaking. We ended up doing like breath work, learning just knowledge about life and connecting again to people. It was the same experience as I experienced in Thailand when I left my country, and this just people who want to like connect deeper than head, like, you know, just on a surface level, you want to go deep and connect with your heart with other people. And during a time, even the way we are right now in the world, I think this is what people need. This is what people want. So, this happiness program has changed my life. And many of my friends who have joined it and the community that we have here, you know, what it looks like is like once a week we'll meet, we do some breath work. Then on Thursdays we meet and we have like this jam sesh and meditation and sharing of Indian food, which is magnificent. And thank you to the people who the volunteers who hosted here and who give up their lives to come here and help us. I think a lot of people will get here, like, I can't say enough about this place and how it's been so beneficial in making a beautiful community here in Da Nang.
I think I think I might know one of the volunteers that work at that happiness program. So, yes, wow. I have heard amazing things about it. And, like, you know, people I don't think would normally think of going to Vietnam, going to a place like Da Nang, and even contemplate thinking about a wellness or a happiness program to go and do. But as you say, as a different experience to keep your mind open, to explore your own creativity, to chill out, to relax, it's probably an ideal thing to do. I mean, I maybe should do it myself next time I go there.
Yes.
Look, okay, moving on, I want to talk just a little bit now that you've been living there and getting out and about. Like, is it expensive to live, eat, drink, get around, that sort of thing? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, honestly, this is it expensive to live? It really, I would say no, because it depends what you want, you know. And I've experienced from, like, you know, I've eaten in some, you know, some of the really nice restaurants, upscale restaurants, to like some of the most local restaurants. And again, for me, it's about, you know, the atmosphere, the friendliness of the people who work there, and the taste and quality of the food. And everywhere I've eaten in these places, it's always been a beautiful experience, because, yeah, it's just being the Vietnamese, you know, they're so friendly, they're so open, you know, they want to learn about you, they're interested in you. Whereas, you know, I've been to other countries and maybe sometimes it's not as, you don't get that kind of safety, kind of friendly environment. So in terms of, yeah, eating in the morning, like most people would eat out often, you know, because like you can get a simple cow lao dish, you know, for like, it's in my country, it'd be like maybe $1 to $2, you know, and you get your nice salad and things like that. And again, then we have, like, if you're looking for more like of a Western kind of restaurant, there's a beautiful restaurant here in Da Nang called Roots. And it's a lot of people, when they come to Da Nang, they stop here, and it's all like, you know, fresh quality food. Like, you can get your cacao dream smoothie bowl, which are, you know, your coffee, and then you have your like cashew butter toast on charcoal bread, and that works out at about, you know, €4. So like, when you compare that to back home, you know, where I live, anyway, you'd definitely be spending
maybe unbelievable,
like
15, isn't it?
€15 for that. Yeah. So it's, it's very affordable to live in Vietnam, to live well, and to, you know, keep on exploring your passions and get what you need to get done while having fun and a stress-free environment, you know.
Do you have a favorite coffee shop?
A favorite coffee shop? Wow, that's a good question. My favorite coffee shop is actually one that I recently found, and it's directly across, if I'm being honest, from probably my favorite restaurant. So my favorite restaurant here is, since I came to Vietnam, another beautiful benefit has been I've predominantly plant-based now. So what that is, like, you know, vegetarian, vegan food, for those of you that don't know it. And there's a place called Loving Vegan. And over there they have just, yeah, all the local dishes, but they've kind of westernized them a small bit. And it's in English, and the staff speak really good English. And there's just some of the most amazing Vietnamese food I've had there. So then across from that, there's this beautiful, beautiful coffee shop. And the guy there, he also holds Vietnamese lessons for English foreigners, and they have like a group thing going on there, and it's called Hostin Cafe. And it's just really simple Vietnamese Americano or Vietnamese coffee, Cafe Den as they call it here. And they have like lots of different ones, you know. If you're someone who likes, you have a sweet tooth, you can get the cappuccino or things like that. But they really have everything you need, and they go beyond to serve you and give you that good experience while you enjoy your coffee looking out into the street.
And so have you ventured around Da Nang, maybe up Hai Van Pass, you know, Son Tra? Can you tell us any of your experiences around those areas?
Yes. So the first day I came to Da Nang, we went up to this place called Son Tra, which is basically a jungle, right? Once you leave the beach, you go up the hill, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and you're in the jungle, you know. So, like, imagine that, like, you're in the city beside the beach, But then a 10-minute drive and you're just in the jungle, in nature, completely away from the city and just completely immersed with the animals and the flowers and everything, whatever's there.
It's, and the monkeys,
And the monkeys, yes, the monkeys everywhere. And the fresh air there is amazing. So up there, once you get up there, you know, there's so many different places. You can just leave your bike and you have, first of all, you have like Lady Buddha, which is this huge statue that's there with all these temples and pagodas, and many people go there. You know, you can go praying, you can meditate, or even just look there. The energy that's there is just so peaceful and calming. You know, sometimes even for myself, I would just go there on a Sunday morning just to, you know, chill out before the week ahead, you know, and it's really beautiful. And then if you continue to go up, you know, there is just some of the most spectacular scenery. You get up to the, you know, the side of the mountain, and then you can look down onto Da Nang from, you know, up in this Santra and this forest jungle. And again, you've all these little random cozy coffee shops where you meet real, real local people, and they're again just out there to help you and offer you food, or if you want to know to a nice secret location to go, they'll help you out. And it's just so authentic and beautiful. Yeah.
And you know, some of those places you know, not a lot of people know about. Certainly Santra has only really just kind of snuck out of and snuck into the guidebooks, etc. But I was fascinated because it's also, I think, an ex-military base as well. And I think because there's lots of closed gates and, you know, like serious-looking military people that don't let you in some of those places. Great food, as you say, restaurants with little red chairs, but food, like the seafood, is just to die for. I've had some amazing meals on the beaches around those places. There's a few lovely hotels. I know the Intercontinental is there. Mm-hmm. Not that I could afford that in any quick time soon, but it is spectacular. And then there's a couple of kind of smaller ones, et cetera, and I can put some links to those in the episode notes. Look, tell us, you know, like you've obviously done some travel in your time and you obviously have your favourite chill-out places. I mean, how would you rate Da Nang, I don't know, to what your favourite chill-out place, or is Da Nang your chill-out place now? I mean, Thailand's got a lot, you know, Philippines, Bali. Like, where does Da Nang fit in that realm?
Yeah, so like since I've been a teen, I would have always been intrigued by travel. So I have been to a lot of places in Europe, and most recently around Southeast Asia. And honestly, I can say, like if I'm to ask myself that question right now, I would say the best place that I have been to and the best place that I have taught, because I like to ask this question to many people as well who come here. And some of the people who have traveled even more than I have also would agree that like Da Nang is like one of the most specialist places. I would give it a 10. There's nothing I can't knock it for any reason. You know, they've like between fun, community, traveling for, you know, hopping on your bike and just going for a journey and finding something beautiful every day. And the way they handle COVID, how like the safety of this place, you know, there's like, you never once have I felt, you know, uncomfortable or, oh, wow, something might happen. It's just a real safe, friendly place. And of course the people, as I've mentioned already, you know, when you walk out your door, there's like people smiling all the time. You can't help but
smile. All the time. I know.
Yeah.
And like, you can't, you know, I try to say to people when I go to Vietnam, always when I come home, I just notice that big shift in energy. I as soon as I get off the plane and I land in my country, and I love my country, don't get me wrong, but the shift in energy is just, in Vietnam, everything seems easier, doesn't it? Like people, you know, it's easier to smile. It's easier to help somebody. You know, it's easy to welcome you. They are so giving. It's just an energy. If I could put it in a jar and bring it home, I would for every person I love. But it's just hard to explain. And you sound a bit sometimes like a bit of a tosser when you talk about it like that, because people think, oh, you know, she's talking it up. And I go, oh, look, you got to go. You got to experience it yourself. Am I right?
That's it. 100%. Like, it's, again, and when I was even in Hoi An, and I was hear people go and say, yeah, it's a really cool place, you got to check it out. And again, I would hear people talk about it, but it's until you go to these things and experience them yourself, that's, you know, that's when you find out the magic of this place, you know.
Okay, so give me three things. Can you just limit it to three things that you love to do in Da Nang? Just let's kind of finish on that so that I can walk away and go, okay, there is favorite three.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a tough question, because limiting it to three things is hard. But okay, let me be as honest as I can and try to put this to three. The first thing I would say that I really, really enjoy here, and most of the people enjoy, is being able to surf. So I had no idea that when you go to Asia, that when I arrive in Da Nang, I see waves, and I see big waves. You know, right now there's some good swells here. And just being able to rent a board and go for a surf in Asia in the beautiful weather like this, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I like to do it anytime, you know, the big swells room with all my friends. And just, so yeah, that would be my number one thing. Number two would be, I would say going to, for example, like meeting with your group of friends, getting on your bike, and just traveling up to the likes of Suntra, Hoi An Pass, bringing a camping, a tent, some gear, some fruit, some whatever you want, and lighting a big fire and just hanging out with your mates in the middle of nowhere, looking onto the sea in the middle of nature. It's one of the best things that I've done here, for sure. And the third one, if you were to give me the last one, I would say possibly... I've been very lucky. For the first time ever, I met these, you know, amazing people here, and we set up a men's circle here, and we meet on a weekly basis, and we meet in different locations around Da Nang. So we'll go up into Suntra and meet beside the river and look down onto Da Nang. We'll meet in some nice restaurants and meet up there. And that's been one of my, one of the best things I've done in my life so far, because... yeah, just being able to connect and being vulnerable with other guys has been, it's something that I needed big time coming from Ireland. And it's really, really changed my life. That's been beautiful as well.
So, Jonathan, just to clarify, so that's like a men's only group?
Yes. Basically, it's a men's circle, but we meet up once a week. And we've been doing this every week for a year and a half. Throughout all the ups and downs of the last 2020, and it has been very, very special. And yeah, we're also like helping create more of those groups in Da Nang now for other guys that want to
join.
Yeah, to join. Yeah,
that's sensational. Well, I'm going to make sure that I put you know, your Facebook page and your Instagram page, because I know you do your coaching thing. I'll put that in the episode notes for everybody. Look, it's been great to talk to you. I've learnt more about Da Nang. I certainly knew the community side of it, but not to the level that you talk about. And it's great to know that. It's great to know that Da Nang has got that depth to it, that it's not just a city with mad bicycles and, you know, people running around crazy. It's got a heart and a soul, and that's really important. Thank you for coming on the program, Jonathan, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on. And, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for being on the program. Boy, you've certainly opened my eyes to Da Nang. I mean, whilst I have visited, you know, quite a few times, just to find a little bit more about that community aspect, I found really interesting. And, you know, let's be reminded that you can surf there. Like, that's probably something we don't say loud enough. I mean, surfing in Southeast Asia is not that common, as you say. Lovely to have you on the program. Folks, I've put all of the links from Jonathan that he's mentioned in today's program. Please rate the program anytime you can is so much appreciated, and pop in a review. I'd love to know your thoughts. You can find me at whataboutvietnam.com, and you can also find me on my Facebook page, What About Vietnam. Look forward to talking to you again with some great stories from our travellers in Vietnam.
Thank you for listening. Check out the episode notes for more information.
What about Vietnam?
Don't forget to subscribe, rate and review, and stay tuned for more fun adventures in Vietnam.
What about Vietnam?